This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Carter Sutton. Episode number 1158 is here. We're talking today about what is Windows 10. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. On Tuesday, Microsoft unveiled Windows 10, its latest version of the Windows operating system, which is equipped with a host of new features and improvements over Windows 8.1 and Windows 7. Microsoft has released a new version for Windows Phone, Windows Server 2016 and Microsoft Office 2016. It will be available in Microsoft Store and other retailers in the first quarter of next year, as well as Microsoft's own stores and online retailers. Windows 10 will be the operating system not only for newly purchased computers and electronic devices, but also for all Microsoft products and services. Each version includes two versions, Windows 10 Pro, which provides enterprise security tools, and Windows 8.1, which is locked and locked, shut down. The features included are different though, and so are the prices, but Windows 10 comes with a lot of features, such as Windows Phone, Windows Server 2016 and Microsoft Office 2016, as well as a host of new features. According to WCCF Tech, you can also buy Windows 10 from Keys Off, where it is currently sold for $16 or $32. As we can see, Microsoft is not the only place where you can get a key for Windows 10 Pro and workstations, as keys for Windows 10 Home and Pro are also sold on Amazon for just $15 and $20, respectively. You can save some money by buying it from Amazon instead of Microsoft, but you will still have to pay. Users using Windows XP or Windows Vista must purchase a copy of Windows 10 from the Microsoft Store or other retailers. If you are upgrading, it is also worth noting that you can upgrade to Windows 10 Home for free with a Windows 7 or 8.0 Home license, while Windows 8 or Pro only allows you to upgrade to Windows 10 Pro. Users of computers currently running Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 that meet the system requirements, or those who purchased it here from Microsoft, can also upgrade to Microsoft's new version of the operating system for $10 per month. It should be noted that, forget about the free upgrade from Windows 9.5 to Linux, and even worse, although you already have the legal copies of Windows 7 Starter, there is no way to be updated, since you need to upgrade your Windows 5.6, Windows 6.2 or even Windows 4.4. Windows 10's machines can upgrade to Windows 10 Pro for a one-time fee of $49, and if you want, you can also upgrade from Windows 8 or Pro to the Professional Edition for $50 per month. For Windows 7 and 8.0 Home machines, however, it is only available to those who have upgraded to Microsoft's new version of the operating system, Windows 9.5, for free. Existing legal users of Windows 7 and 8.0 Home and Windows Ultimate will receive a free upgrade to Windows 10 Pro. Users running Windows 8 or Pro, Windows 9.5 or Professional Edition may upgrade from Windows. If you have an old PC or laptop that still runs Windows 7, you can buy the Windows 10 Home operating system for $139 or $225. If you are looking for a new computer with Windows 8.0 or Windows 9.5 or Professional Edition, it is possible to get it on your PC for free. While Windows 10 Home and Pro are the direct way for home users, there are also two other versions of the operating system for business users. Education is Windows 10 Enterprise, which Microsoft calls the most robust version of Windows 10. As the name suggests, this is a Windows 10 mode, not a full-fledged version of the operating system itself, as is the case with Windows 7, Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8.1. As with all Microsoft operating systems, it has something called state separation, which is how the operating system spreads to the drive. There is a setting that prevents the Windows 10's configuration from running all apps that are not included in Windows 11, Windows 8 or Windows Phone 8, or any app that is not included with Windows 10. Microsoft has allowed customers who have bought a new computer with Windows 7 or 8.1 pre-installed to Windows 10 Pro if you need some of the classic apps. There is also an app for the Windows 10 desktop bridge that offers Windows Win 32 applications the benefits of some features of Windows 10, including Live Tiles. Microsoft has promised to continue developing Windows 11, Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8.1 quickly, and now read on to learn more about the new features and features of Windows 10. The Windows 10 October 2020 update includes three new features and how to use them, and here's a guide on how to figure out what version of the operating system you have, what service, package level you can imagine as service pack level and which build of Windows 10 has which functions. For more information about Windows, see the 6 security changes that all Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8.1 users must make, as well as the latest security updates for Windows 7, 8, 9, and 10. There are dozens of differences between them all, but here are the features of Windows 10 that you need to know that will entice you to upgrade from your current Windows version. This will help you decide whether it is worth upgrading, so if you do, please read our original Windows 10 review for all the details. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1158. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.